The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. Hey, not only is it a happy Monday, at least I hope it is for you. Hopefully it'll be a happy new month too. Yep, brand new month, June 3rd, 2019. We got the best technology news. It's been happening over the weekend and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, if you're not a fan of iTunes, this will make you happy. Doesn't look like you're going to have to put up with it anymore. Yeah, we've seen Instagram, Facebook pages, they're gone. They removed all the pictures, the posts, the videos, everything you could think of. It's like iTunes never existed there. The only place where you'd known iTunes would still exist on social media seems to be Twitter. Maybe they forgot about that one, I don't know. Now, we all know WWDC is happening later today, where we should be seeing some apps for TV on its own, and music on its own, and podcasts on its own. Now, we did report this last week here on the News Show, but this is all more confirming that it seems iTunes is going to be dead within a few hours. Maybe Apple just said, boy, this thing's gotten so freaking bloated over the years. It's time we split up the bloat. Headed over for our U.S. listeners now. Did you have some problems today, earlier today at least? Couldn't access YouTube, couldn't get your Gmail to work. Hell, even Snapchat didn't work for you. You were thinking, well, how could that be? Snapchat doesn't have anything to do with Google. Well, it kind of does. Not only top of that, Discord and Nest, yeah, those were also down too. Well, the issue was Google Cloud Service. Yep, it was down. Started at about 3 p.m. It took about 4.5 hours before everything was back to normal. Now, from what we can tell right now, most users that were on the East Coast were the most affected. But hold on, if you're sitting there saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm in Europe. I was also affected. Yes, you were. Apparently, YouTube and Gmail users in some parts of Europe also could not access their accounts. Now, if you're wondering why Snapchat and Discord and a few others were also affected, well, as you probably guessed, they're on that same cloud platform with Google. So it went down, they went down. Regardless, everything should be back up now. And according to Google, everything is running smooth and silky now. And finally, hey, staying with Google, oh boy, another smart device. Do you want one? Do you need one? Probably not, but here you go. Yep, Google seems to be working on another Google Home device, at least according to the folks at Droid Life. This is all according to some documents we've seen pass through the FCC this past week. Now, the model number is called the H2B, which apparently places it in the Nest Home family of devices, meaning, yeah, it's probably another home device, but only this time it has a removable battery, which you got to think, wait a minute, home device, battery, what's going on here? Most speculation is turning towards maybe a portable home speaker. You know, just carry it around with you across the house. Others are saying that not only can you use your Google Home at home, but you could use your Google Home on the road and still feel like you're at home. I don't know about that one. Now, what will probably happen is the thing will be unveiled sometime in October. Might remember they got that Pixel 4 thingy coming up soon? More than likely, it'll be announced right along with it then. Until then, let's just let our imaginations run wild. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. I don't know what you could have sent us today, though. I mean, looking through the news the weekend, it's like everybody's saying, hey, Apple's got an event coming up Monday. They decided not to work. Sorry about the news being so thin. I'm sure we'll have an Apple overload for you tomorrow, however, though. In the meantime, while you're waiting for Apple, why don't you go check out our British Tech Network website? You can do a little bit of reading over there at our blog and review section, and you can check out all of our other wonderful podcasts and get subscribed to them there as well. That's all at britishtechnetwork.com. Also, find us on Facebook at British Tech Network, give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech, and join in the conversation in our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way for tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best Tim Cook news. Who knows what Tim's going to say, but we'll have it for you. But until that happens, hope you have a wonderful Monday today. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.